702.
Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app.
Lisa van der Westhuizen is in comfort, in traction, in eco-friendliness in the shoes that she's wearing today. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Africa. It's Tested Out Thursday. And what I loved about these shoes is exactly a year ago, or year and a bit ago, year and a half ago, we'd heard about these shoes. And then I went and tested them straight out the box in a half Ironman, straight from the box to the Ironman. I didn't test them out before the time, which is an absolute no-go for any runner, and any person knows you never do that. So I took quite a chance, and I'm talking about the Nimbus 25. We have that on Prime Media Plus, that review. And what has happened since? It's a year and a half later, and there's been some tweaks and some adjustments, and some runners have said, these are the things that we like about the 25. Please change this in the 26. And the team from ASICS listened, and they've released the gel Nimbus 26. And what did Liesl do? Got a pair and went and ran the Two Oceans Marathon in a brand new pair of shoes.
Why would you do this again to yourself?
Because they are just the most comfortable shoes. You can literally go from running a 0 to a 5K in them. I wouldn't suggest going to do
a
21 because I just wanted to see for myself, and I knew that I had enough time in the cutoff, and I had a backup pair en route just in case these gave issues. And I have to say, I love the weight. I love the way it fits. It's got an engineered upper mesh quality, which I'm now seeing in a lot of running shoes, which have the stretchy tongue, which makes it much easier. You know, gone in the days when you try and get your shoe in, you're trying to get the tongue out and your laces up. So it's this mesh upper that incorporates the stretchy tongue that definitely has increased from the last pair, or improved from the last pair, and it wraps around your foot beautifully, provides this cushion and this comfort and this support. And it's got this ASICS grip technology, this outsole technology that enhances traction, especially on wet surfaces. And I have to say, en route, it was wet at certain of the water points. And my first thing to my sister, because we were both running and we both had a pair, was please just be careful in the water and the slippery, and don't injure yourself halfway through the run on the weekend. And these held really nicely. So I'm being very impressed with the design of the fit, how snug it is, how comfortable it is, how comfortable the midfoot is. And I'm saying all these big words as if I'm a really expert runner. But remember, I'm the back runner. So I'm at the race till basically the finish line comes down. So for long distance running, I definitely give this a thumbs up. Obviously, I've only tested it up to a 21, but I thought I'd get hold of the team from ASICS just to tell us more about this shoe.
My name's Luke Jacobs from ASICS South Africa. We are super excited about the new launch of the Gel Nimbus 26. As you may know, the Gel Nimbus 25 was already a radical change compared to its predecessors. With some small yet important updates in the Gel Nimbus 26, we at ASICS believe in the Kaizen approach. Small yet continuous improvements. The improvements to the engineered knitted upper to give you that more snug ride on those longer runs, and the improvements on the ASICS gel in the outer sole to give you a more grippier ride in all conditions. These shoes are available at most retail outlets throughout South Africa. Keep following our social media platforms on Instagram and other platforms this year for some more updates throughout the year.
That's Luke from ASICS just telling us more about the ASICS Nimbus 26. And what drew my attention to it is the first day I got them, I put them on just to wear them, and I went to the gym in them. And as I was arriving at the gym, someone from the other side of the gym room came running over and going, "Oh my word, are those the new ASICS Nimbus? How did you get a pair? I haven't seen that color yet. Do you know they glow in the dark?" And of course, what did I go and do? I had to go switch off all the lights when I got home to see for myself if it does glow in the dark. And it's got these yellowy color that does glow in the dark, which is great to be seen when you're running.
That's actually important because particularly during the winter months, the sun rises obviously a lot later, especially here in Cape Town, and people want to go running at their regular time, which could be 5 o'clock. And having shoes that glow in the dark as an additional way of making sure that you are seen by drivers particularly minibus taxis, I think it's an important one.
Or any driver. So it's got a Lumo, so it does, when a car does come past or gets into light, it's got that light Lumo, which is also great from a safety point of view. And runners who are seeking luxurious, comfortable experience on an easy, moderate run, this is ideal for you. If you have a super cushioning shoe, which is the trend we're seeing at the moment, I'm a big fan of it. This is an easy one for you. And it's also nice for long distances. Who shouldn't wear the shoe? I'll tell you now, if you are looking looking to get a lighter weight option, you may be a much faster runner, there might be a different ASICS in for you. But many of the long distance runners that I've seen that have run in it have not had an issue with it. So it is definitely a great shoe on the market. It definitely gets a thumbs up. I mean, I still love the Nimbus 25. I didn't find anything wrong with it, but I can see now that I know what the improvements are, now that I've actually run in it, I can see the improvement. So I'm a very big fan. This tested out Thursday, definitely gets a double thumbs up from me.
Let's talk about sustainability, because a lot of these brands are now incorporating that into any design of any new running shoe.
So they've got a CO2e labeling system, which is transparent information about the shoe's carbon footprint, which you can actually see in the shoe and in the box. And the FF Blast Plus Eco Foam, which is at the bottom of the shoe, contains 24% bio-based content. So it's a start. It's not a fully recycled shoe. It's not a fully sustainable shoe, but 24% is quite a lot. And it's got this eco-conscious design. So they're working towards a greener future. So I have to say, I am impressed. I'd like to see a little bit more. I didn't do enough research on seeing how the sustainability foam gets made, and I'd love to see a little bit more about that. But I know the team from ASICS, if we asked for it, we'd be able to see it, because they've been quite transparent with other things that I asked for. And that's a nice thing about the brand. So you're seeing the labeling, they're talking the talk, they're listening to people. When people, when their runners that tested out the 25 came back with some feedback saying this is what we need on the gel Nimbus 26, they listened to those runners, which are their test runners, and they've actually made those upgrades and those changes. So I'm quite keen to see what 27 is going to be.
Just give 26 a chance.
Yes, yes.
We heard, obviously, earlier that they're available everywhere in South Africa.
That's right. It's available. I've seen them at all stores, and the colors are amazing. I've got a purple and yellow, just a light purple and yellow, and you'll be able to see them on Instagram pair. There's beautiful teal blue color, and that's just in the ladies' range. I cannot talk about the men's range because I haven't seen it, but they're great colors to run in, and great colors to wear if you want to just go slip on a pair of jeans after a run and go out. You still look good enough. I always say your shoes should be functional. You should go straight from a run, and if you want to go and join friends in a pub and you want a quick shower and just run, put on your running shoes. It's easy enough to do that.
Especially when you've got a medal to show off.
Yes, of course. You should be wearing your medal. So they're from Total Sports, Sportsman's Warehouse, the ASICS Running Expert Club HAP. They have them. Those are the Sweatshop, a Runaway store, Randburg Runner, and the Run store in Joburg. Athlete's Foot and a whole lot of others. You'll be able to see them. They came out about 2 months ago.
Fantastic. That's the ASICS Gel Nimbus 26 that she managed to run 21 kilometers in, even though she was wearing it for the first time. Well done to you.
Thanks, Africa.
Liesl van der Veste isn't back with us tomorrow morning. It is a Friday, which means she'll have a wonderful array of fitness-related events for you to consider in your area. And if there is an event that you absolutely want to have Cape Talk and 702 listeners know about, do let her know. You can email her, Liesl V at Cape Talk, Liesl V at 702.co.za.